Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Nun Beis Amin Aleph, the Gemara mentions the idea of a Ben Eretz Yisrael visiting Chutz Laaretz on Yontif Sheni, whether he has to keep those halachas. And the Gemara says that the din is B'yishuv, in a place where people live, Lo Avinna. A Ben Eretz Yisrael cannot do melacha mipnei shinui hamachlokas, because it's going to lead to machlokas. And Tosas writes, Afilu Betzina, even to do it in private, Vafilu Daita Lachsa, even if he plans to turn back, a person should do not do Melacha, the low Efshel Melacha Betzina. It's impossible to do Melacha Betzina. Someone's going to find out about it. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Halachas, Hilchas Yomtev Simen Tav Tzadivav, B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shebo L'chutz L'Arts, Asurin Lassus Melacha B'Yomtev Sheini. You can't do Melacha Yomtev Sheini, B'Yishuv, Vafilu Daita Lachsa, even if one plans to go back. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what would the halacha be if a Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laaretz and Yontif Sheni is on an Erev Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, Ein Tzarech La'ariv Eruvei Tafshilim Mipnei Shu Davar Shebetzina. Since it's Davar Shebetzina, so you don't have to really do this. V'lachein Ein Tzarech Linog B'zeh K'chumri HaMokum Shalach L'Sham Kevin Shadayit L'Achsa, since he plans to leave back. And based on this, since Yontif Sheni, he only tries to do this on the outside. He pretends it's Yontif, but it's not really Yontif for him. The Mishnah Berurah says he also has to daven a full Shmoneh Esrei Belachash on Yontif Sheni, and he also needs to wear tefillin Betzina as well. That much he needs to do as well, because really it's a weekday for him, so he needs to do all these particular halachas of davening Shmoneh Esrei and wearing tefillin. He needs to keep both chumras, but he should wear Mabusha Yomtif Mipnei Shu Davar Sheperahesya. So then he wants to know, they talk about in the poskim, is a Ben Eretz Yisrael allowed to eat chametz? We're learning Pesachim. So let's say it's a three-day Yontif and Pesach. And the Shvisha Pesach is Thursday, and Yontif Sheni is Friday into Shabbos. So now what happens is, for Bnei Chutz Laaretz, their chametz is still us, so they haven't brought it back yet. But the Ben Eretz Yisrael, who's there, so the din is that his chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, was already sold back to the guy. So if he has chametz with him, is he allowed to eat it? And the truth is, in reality, he's allowed to eat it betzina. But in the end of the day, the Shari Tshuva has a long discussion in Sifkat and Dal, where he says the practice is one does not eat it. Rav Moshe writes the same thing in Or HaChaim Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Alf, it's aser. And Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why it's aser is because the eating chametz is garua yoser asiyas melacha. Even though some poskim allow one to do melacha against Tosos, some allow them to do melacha afilu betzina. Melacha is allowed, but eating chametz is considered davar garua, says Aruch HaShulchan, and that much we won't allow. So even though Mikr Din, they would be able to eat chametz, the accepted practice is that they do not eat chametz on Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laaretz.